This is Susan Stamberg. A Muslim cleric who has been accused of aiding terrorists has been arrested in London. American officials say they will try to extradite him to the United States. Attorney General John Ashcroft outlined the developments this morning.
I am announcing the arrest in Great Britain of Mustafa Kamel Mustafa, also known as Abu Hamza. Hamza is the imam of what was known as the Finsbury Park Mosque in London, prior to the closure of that mosque by British authorities.
The cleric is being held in connection with a hostage-taking incident in Yemen in 1998. But U.S. authorities also think they can link him to a terrorist conspiracy in this country. NPR's Larry Abramson is here to talk about the arrest. Who is this imam, and what is it that they say that he did?
Well, the most important charge is the one you just mentioned, that hostage-taking incident that happened in December of 1998. Rebels in Yemen took 16 tourists hostage, and during a shootout with the Yemeni army, four of those hostages were killed. They were used as human shields. Hazmi is not charged with actually participating in this hostage-taking, but he is charged with material support. He basically got them a cell phone. He bought them minutes it's a satellite phone, and generally provided them with support during this hostage-taking. But there are a whole raft of other charges that they're bringing against al-Hazmi that they've clearly been storing up over the years, because his name has been mentioned many, many times in connection with terrorism. They haven't been able to get to him just till now.
Yeah, and what about this mosque that Mr. Ashcroft was talking about?
The Finsbury Park Mosque is notorious in London as sort of a hotbed, kind of a breeding ground for anti-Western terrorists. It was shut down in, I believe, February of last year, partly because of anti-Western screeds made by clerics such as al-Hazmi. In fact, when they shut down the mosque, al-Hazmi continued to preach against the United States out on the pavement. Many known terrorists are associated with the mosque. Zacharias Moussaoui, who's the only man indicted in connection with the 9/11 plot, attended there. So did Richard Reed, the famous shoe bomber from the Boston attack on that plane, and also one of the suspects in the Madrid bombing, Jamal Zugam, is believed to have attended his mosque. So it was a meeting ground for these people. The British police had been trying to shut it down and to round up some of those people, but they were never actually able to charge al-Hazmi with any terrorist crimes.
Mm-hmm. So far you've named a lot of foreign places. What connection do authorities here think that he had with terrorism plots in this country?
Well, al-Hazmi was actually named as an unindicted co-conspirator in an indictment against a man named James Ujamaa. You may remember that name. He's a Seattle man who pled guilty last year to terrorism charges that basically boiled down to trying to get over to Afghanistan, help the Taliban. But the U.S. authorities also said that James Ujamaa was trying to set up a terrorist training camp in an area of Oregon, Bly, Oregon, that he was scouting for that camp, that he actually got had people come and look and see whether or not they could store arms there. And al-Hazmi was his major contact and funder. And this indictment says that al-Hazmi was helping to set up this camp, which, of course, never actually was put into place.
Thank you very much. NPR's Larry Abramson. I'm Susan Stamberg.